Good morning, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And a missing individual from Rathmourne Dairy from Harbor Beach has been located at a motel, at Buena Vista Township Motel. His truck, however, was located at a motel in the Flint area. Family members and company representatives responded to pick him up and the truck. We wish to thank all who called in tips and assisted in the incident. Our office and Buena Vista Township are continuing to investigate the circumstances of this incident. And Michigan lawmakers are advancing a 15-bill package aimed at giving law enforcement the authority to neutralize drones that pose threats to public safety or critical infrastructure. Supporters say the legislation responds to the rapid growth of drone use in the state, from deliveries to emergency response, which current laws are ill-equipped to regulate. The bills would allow federally trained officers to use technological methods such as jamming GPS or control signals to disable drones flying over power plants, prisons, bridges, data centers, and public events. The technology is moving faster than the law, and a single irresponsible drone can cause serious harm, said Representative Brian Begol. Officials emphasize the measures apply to public safety threats, not private property disputes. Law enforcement officials cited incidents elsewhere, like prisons, facing frequent drone contraband drops as examples of the potential risks Michigan could face without new tools. When we come back after this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news, and obituaries.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at international news, Energy Department orders coal-fired power push. A new federal mandate was issued today requiring the Pentagon to prioritize purchasing electricity generated by coal plants. The administration stated the move is intended to bolster the domestic fossil fuel industry and ensure energy independence for military installations. Critics of the move argue it undermines recent investments in renewable energy and will increase the military's carbon footprint. However, supporters in coal-producing states have welcomed the order as a vital lifeline for local economies. And then our international news. Czech president criticizes Olympic disqualification. President Peter Pavel of the Czech Republic has publicly criticized the disqualification of Ukrainian skeleton athlete at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan. The athlete was removed from competition due to a dispute over technical equipment regulations. Pavel argued that the decision was unjust and failed to account for the unique challenges faced by athletes from war-torn nations. The controversy has sparked a broader debate about the rigidity of Olympic protocols versus Olympic spirit. And we have a couple of obituaries to report for this hour. Donna Jean Delphi, 86, of Bad Axe, passed away February 5th, 2026. She was born May 29th, 1939 in Elkton, Michigan. On August 9th, 1958, Donna united in marriage to Robert E. Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. Donna is survived by her husband of 68 years, Robert Delphi, two sons, Mark and Robert, two daughters, Robin and Kimberly, 10 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. Condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12, 2026. Laverne was born December 18, 1951. Laverne is survived by his two brothers, Milton and Fred. Funeral service for Laverne will be on Tuesday, February 17, 2026, at 11 a.m. at our Savior Lutheran Church of Bannocks. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home and at our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until a time of service. Memorials may be offered to our Savior Lutheran Church. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news with your obituaries, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather, right here from ThumbNet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bannocks, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.